The Karaniya Metta Sutta is the Buddha's words on goodwill and loving kindness. This is a translation from the Amaravati Sangha and describes both the moral and ethical aspirations of one engaged with the Buddha's Dhamma and the refined mindfulness developed through the Eightfold Path. Note the concluding stanza, being freed from all sense desires is not born again into this world. This means that metta, true goodwill and loving kindness, is an expression of one who has developed the Buddha's teachings and has freed themselves of the world's entanglements. Having recognized and abandoned the defilements of greed, aversion, and deluded thinking through the framework of the Eightfold Path, there is nothing to give rise to a confused and deluded ego personality. In accordance with the Buddha's description of emptiness, one has emptied themselves of clinging and emptied the world of their ego self. There is nothing clinging to the phenomenal world. Anatta is no longer born again in the world. The Karaniya Metta Sutta shows that the most loving and compassionate action that anyone can take is to engage wholeheartedly with the direct teachings of the Buddha and awaken. The Karaniya Metta Sutta. This is what should be done by anyone who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways. Peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing, in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings. Radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.